And our first activity is about connecting with me. So it would be best, so with me, with ourselves, yes? Because we can only connect with others if we first of all know who we are and if we love ourselves first. So, if you go back to your place, in your pews, if you want to connect with us today, you will have to go and sit in one of the pews where you see the nicely colored paper and the pens, otherwise you're going to miss out in the fun. So, if we all take a red square of paper, and then we will do some origami folding. It is quite simple, and you can all do it. We get the little picture up on the screen, I hope. So, if you all have a piece of paper and a pen, you will need a pen later on. And if you're a little bit bigger, then you can help someone, or if you are just a little bit more savvy with this, help the people around you. Okay, so do we all have a red square? Oh no, sorry. Come forward a little bit, come forward a little bit, otherwise you're going to miss out. I promise you, you're going to miss out badly if you do not do this activity. Please connect with us. Oh, good. The people in the pews with the squares are connecting with the people in the back. Thank you, Stephen. Okay, do we all have a red square? Okay, we hold it like so, and we fold one point to the top. On each side, we fold the corners back, and once you've done that, you can fold the top corners back. Ah, you've got a heart. A heart, yes! Isn't that clever? Now, once you have all got your heart, just if you look around you and see if there's anyone who needs help to finish it off. Once you've all got your heart, you can hold it up to show me that you've done it. Here's yours. Oh, great. You're nearly there. See? Have you got it? Yeah, you have got it. Almost. Okay, who needs to finish theirs off still? They're all done, hey? Is everyone done? Okay, now, once you have got your heart, give it to the person who's sitting left of you. So that's on that side. And if there's no one sitting left of you, give it to the person in front of you. Okay, have we all got one? She has got one. Maybe. So, open up your heart that you have just received and see what is in there. What does it say in there? What does it say in there? God loves me! Yes, how does that make you feel? Sorry? God loves me. Yes, how does that make you feel? That makes you feel happy, doesn't it? And when we feel happy, we can give out happiness to others, isn't it? So our second activity then is connecting with friends. So once we have connected with ourselves and know who we are worth for God, we can connect with the friends around us. So we have these pieces of paper at the beginning of the pews again. And just quickly talk with others about what you think is a skill that a friend makes someone a good friend. What kind of things do you have, do you need to have to be a good friend? And then, when you feel that you have one of those skills, write down the thing that you think makes you, that you have, sorry, I'm muddling this up. Then write down the skill that you feel that you have that makes you a good friend to others. And then we make these little round things. There's a little piece of double-sided tape. So we make it into a circle. And the next piece of paper, we will link in. And so we will make a friendship bracelet all through the church. Do you get that? Or have I completely confused you? A paper chain. That is what we're making. All right. Whilst we are connecting the last bits and pieces, we will hear a story from the Bible. If you give it to Vicky and Philip, we will connect the last bits and pieces of the friendship bracelet. But we will hear the story from the Bible of someone who was a very good friend. And of course, the best thing we can do is to introduce our friends to Jesus. And we will hear that story now. Who is going to read that story for me? Yeah, please come, Catherine. And then we will also hear a story about Ruth. So we listen to the Bible readings now.
This reading is taken from Ruth chapter 1. Long ago, in the days before Israel had a king, there was a famine in the land. So a man named Elimelech, who belonged to the clan of Ephrath and who lived in Bethlehem in Judah, went with his wife Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, to live for a while in the country of Moab. While they were living there, Elimelech died, and Naomi was left alone with her two sons, who married Moabite girls, Orpah and Ruth. About 10 years later, Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left alone without husbands or sons. Sometime later, Naomi heard that the Lord had blessed his people by giving them a good harvest, so she got ready to leave Moab with her daughters-in-law. They started out together to go back to Judah, but on the way she said to them, "Go back home and stay with your mothers. May the Lord be as good to you as you have been to me and to those who have died. And may the Lord make it possible for each of you to marry again and have a home." So Naomi kissed them goodbye, but they started to cry and said to her, "No, we will go with you to your people." "You must go back, my daughters," Naomi said. "Why do you want to come with me? Do you think I could have sons again for you to marry? Go back home, for I am too old to get married again. Even if I thought there was still hope and so got married tonight and had sons, would you wait until they were grown up? Would this keep you from marrying someone else? No, my daughters, you know that's impossible. The Lord has turned against me, and I feel very sorry for you."
Again, they started crying. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye and went back home. But Ruth held on to her. "So," Naomi said to her, "Ruth, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her God. Go back home with her." But Ruth answered, "Don't ask me to leave you. Let me go with you wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and that is where I will be buried. May the Lord's worst punishment come upon me if I let anything but death separate me from you." When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more. They went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived, the whole town got excited, and the woman there exclaimed, "Is this really Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she answered. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty God has made my life bitter. When I left here, I had plenty, but the Lord has brought me back without a thing. Why call me Naomi when the Lord Almighty has condemned me and sent me trouble? This then was how Naomi came back from Moab with Ruth, her Moabite daughter-in-law. The barley harvest was just beginning when they arrived in Bethlehem.
Thank you, girls. We have to cut the program short a bit because, of course, we also need to renew promises and do a presentation and stuff. But I just to show you, this is our friendship paper, Jane, how we connect with our friends. And the thing that we are going to cut out, I'm afraid, is how we connect with WAX and with the world. But of course, once we start making friends with the people around us, I mean, look around you for a minute and hear my accent for a minute. We are a group of people here together of all kinds of different backgrounds and nationalities. And once we start making friends among each other, it will be so much easier to connect with people who do the same thing like us, even though they are on the other side of the world. And that's what Girl Guiding does. And to just other people all over the world. And it makes, well, I believe it makes the world a better place. And it makes the world a place how God intended it. We're all the same. We all have the same fears, the same hopes. We all give other people the same kind of love. So let's try to just keep that growing and growing and growing. And so Philip is going to climb on the on the thing for me. So just to remind us how beautiful it is to make friendships and to make meaningful connections, quality connections with other people all over the world, close by or far away.